I'm Mary Angish, and you're Charlie Nardozzi, and this is All Things Gardening. Welcome, welcome, Charlie.
Well, it's nice to be here, Mary.
Holiday cactus earned their name because they tend to bloom around, like, big Christian holidays, right? Christmas and Easter, but I understand, like, some holiday cactus are blooming kind of early. What's going on there?
Ours are blooming already. So the traditional holiday cactus we buy are a cross between a couple different types. So there's the Thanksgiving cactus, the Christmas cactus, and the Easter cactus. And they all bloom a little bit at different times. So if you have one blooming now, you probably have one that has a cross that has a little more Thanksgiving cactus DNA in it. And you can also take a look at the clads, which is what those little leaves or segments are called on a holiday cactus. And if they're really pointy, that tends to mean that you have a lot more Thanksgiving cactus genes in it than if they're rounded, that tends to be more of a Christmas cactus gene. The bottom line is, if you have the Thanksgiving one, it's going to bloom earlier. The Christmas one will bloom probably somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that is one reason why you'll see them blooming now. One of the nice things about it is that they bloom in response to the short day length. So when we get about 13 hours of darkness, which is what we have now, they'll start blooming. The same will happen, of course, going to the spring. So you often get these reblooming in the spring when you have those 13 hours of darkness again. So if you have a holiday cactus that is blooming, enjoy it. If it's not blooming, there's a couple things you still can do. One is put it in a cool, dark room, a place where it stays cool and also where it doesn't get a lot of ambient light from street lights or from house lights indoors. And that way it'll get that amount of darkness it needs to set its flower buds. Once it has its flower buds set, then you can bring it out into a regular room and just enjoy the flower show. The other thing you can do with holiday cactus is repot it. And this is nice to do every couple of years or so. And the best way to repot it is to put it in a mix of potting soil and orchid mix. Because holiday cactus are actually not cactus, they're succulents. And they grow in the Brazilian rainforest where they just hang on trees. And so they get a lot of moisture, but it's very well drained. And that's really what holiday cactus like. So if you have cactus that's struggling, it could be the soil mix. And adding some of that bark from an orchid mix can really help. Other than that, just enjoy those holiday cactus. Remember, they're easy to propagate. They're easy to take a cutting of those and root them and give them away for holiday gifts.
Oh, I'm definitely in the camp that needs to repot the holiday cactus. So good to know that those there's techniques for that.
There's a lot of people in that camp.
Question time. This one's from Lauren in Manchester, Vermont. I was pruning back one of the Japanese barberry bushes in my garden today, and I came across what looked like a tiny head of cauliflower, maybe 2 inches across, wedged in between a couple of branches. It's mostly white, tinged around the perimeter with shades of red. I touched it thinking it would be soft like an odd mushroom, but it was rock hard. What do you think it is?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of a stretch without seeing a photo, so I encourage people to send photos if you have things like that happening. But my guess would be that it could be a leaf gall. And a leaf gall is something that grows on the leaves of plants. It could be Japanese barberries, azaleas, rhododendrons, a whole bunch of different plants. Sometimes they're white, and sometimes they can kind of look like a little ball. So that might be what it is. I think simply what you can do is this, once the leaves drop and the galls drop, remove them from that area, and it's not really going to harm the plant.
This next one from Annie in South Hero. Annie writes, I found 2 of these while I was pulling out all my tomatoes because they never ripened and had like a funky rot to them. I know it's late in the season, but I live in South Hero right on the lake. My garden was still producing at the time when they wrote this note. And the photos are of giant caterpillars about 2 to 2.5 inches long. I wonder what they could be.
Yes, Anne. And Anne, thank you for the photo, because I knew exactly what it was when you showed me that photo. Those are tomato hornworms, and believe it or not, they're still around. Well, some of the last ones are, I guess. So there's no tomatoes left, but the hornworm is still hanging out there. I wouldn't worry too much about it at this stage. Somebody's probably going to eat it, like a bird or a mouse or something like that. So I would just leave it as it is, but that's probably what that caterpillar is.
They make really fun pets, too, if you don't mind having them in your house anyway. If you have questions about your garden and you want Charlie to try to answer them, and if you have something that is growing that you want him to see, maybe snap a photo of it and send it to us with your question at gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You're very welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.